This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday drew a sharp contrast with the foreign policy of his predecessor, Donald Trump, vowing to end transactional diplomacy and promote democracy over autocracies. The Democratic president used his first big appearance on the global stage, a virtual visit to the Munich Security Conference, trying to reestablish the United States as a multilateral team player after 4 years of divisive America First policies pursued by Mr. Trump. Mr. Biden told U.S. allies they must stand firm against the challenges posed by China, Russia, and Iran, saying Russia was seeking to weaken the transatlantic alliance and calling for a united front to counter what he called China's abusive economic practices. Prior to that virtual meeting, Mr. Biden spoke with a group of seven leaders from Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan by video conference. He discussed plans to defeat the coronavirus, reopen the world economy, and counter challenges posed by China, the White House said. An official told reporters Mr. Biden plans to join them for an in-person summit hosted by Britain this summer. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told G7 leaders Friday the battered world economy needed to be rebuilt after the COVID-19 pandemic with an ambitious plan to tackle climate change that would create millions of new jobs. The United States officially rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement Friday, reinvigorating the global fight against climate change as the Biden administration plans drastic emissions cuts over the next three decades. Scientists and foreign diplomats have welcomed the U.S. return to the treaty, which became official 30 days after President Biden ordered the move on his first day in office. Mr. Biden has promised to chart a path toward net zero U.S. emissions by 2050. This is VOA News. Friday, Russia welcomed initial steps taken by the United States to find compromise on the Iran nuclear deal. Kremlin spokesman told reporters it was a good thing that Washington was no longer calling for international sanctions on Iran, but said ultimately more work was needed. The offer for talks came ahead of a Sunday deadline set by Iran for it to restrict some access to nuclear inspectors unless Mr. Trump's sanctions are ended. The U.S. Justice Department has charged two more associates of the Oath Keepers militia with participating in a plot to storm the Capitol, U.S. Capitol, January 6th, to prevent Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. An Ohio husband and wife couple face charges of conspiracy, obstructing an official proceeding, destroying government property, and unlawful entry. They appeared in a federal court in Ohio Thursday and were released on bond pending their next appearance in a federal court in Washington, D.C. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the Capitol riots, which left five people dead and caused frightened members of Congress to flee. French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday Europe and the United States should, without delay, send enough COVID-19 vaccine doses to Africa to inoculate the continent's healthcare workers or risk losing influence to Russia and China. Macron said Africa needed 13 million doses to vaccinate all its healthcare workers, a milestone that would help protect healthcare services. The politically sensitive gap between vaccinating people in wealthy and developing countries could narrow to half a year, billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates said Friday. As manufacturers increasingly join forces to boost production and government steps up donations to fund more equitable distribution of COVID-19 shots, the still quite dramatic inequity in rollouts will decline, Gates told a virtual session at the Munich Security Conference. Ghana expects its first delivery of just over 350,000 AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine shots by the end of next week, a plan presented by health officials Friday showed. The plan shows the country will inoculate around 20 million people against the virus. Lithuania's foreign affairs minister said Friday construction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline between Russia and Germany should be paused until Russia's parliamentary elections in September. The move is meant to pressure Moscow for democratic reforms and as a compromise between its European supporters and critics. From Washington via remote, this is Diane Roberts, VOA News.